Welcome to Landscape Smart, presented by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Call now with all of your landscaping, lawn, and garden questions at 923-1450. Toll free 1-888-900-1450 or airtime free on your U.S. cellular phone at #1450.
And we welcome you to this week's edition of Landscape Smart. And the lines are open, and as always, the encouraging words are call early. Sometimes we get to the end of the show and we can't get to all the callers, so conjure up your questions early and call them in. We say good morning to our master gardener, Carol.
Good morning.
Good to see you again.
Good. You're using all those big words like conjure. I like that.
Well, there's still only two syllables. I got to work harder for three to five. And, of course, good morning to our master in charge, Ron Radiman.
Good morning.
Can you handle all that authority?
All that at once.
Yeah.
Master in charge. Just looking on the calendar. I was trying to, because you brought up Walleye Weekend, and it's 5 weeks away here now.
Getting close.
Yeah. So, well, it's less than 5 weeks because it would have started yesterday if
True.
It was a Friday.
True. Four weeks and 6 days.
Right.
Yeah. And you mentioned that for a very good reason.
Well, you reminded me. I'm kind of always slow off the gun.
Same age bracket.
Yeah. That's for sure. So anyway, yeah, as most everyone knows, I've been a member of the Lakeside Evening Kiwanis now for...
You may not want to mention the years. You might give up your age.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of years.
Almost 40.
But you started at 5.
Yeah, I started young.
Age 5, yeah.
But yeah, almost. This is actually my 40th year in Kiwanis. So anyway, the interesting part about that, other than the fact that Radiman's is open today, so we better mention that too, because otherwise Brock's going to call me up and say, you know, enough about the fish, let's get on with the program here. So anyway, Radiman's is open today, but also, you know, with Walleye Weekend or with Lakeside Evening Kiwanis, as everyone knows, is we do the world's largest fish fry out at Walleye Weekend.
And of course, the tastiest.
So we're getting, it's planning time in a hurry for us and all the in new rules at Walleye Weekend this year and all kinds of different fun stuff. So anyway, we're going to bounce that. So we're going to, one of our first secret caller will have the option of a couple of dinners at Walleye Weekend, courtesy of the Lakeside Evening Kiwanis, or you can be entered in the drawing. So there'll be two secret callers this morning.
All right. The drawing, of course, for a $100 certificate, good at Radiman Stone and Landscape Company, and open till noon today.
Yeah, Radiman's open till noon today, and you can still get a delivery if you're so inclined, or you can stop on out and browse for garden art for your mother or grandmother or any one of your other favorite mothers too. So anytime, you know, up until noon today. Don't go tomorrow and look for Mother's Day presents because it won't work
late.
At Radiman's
late,
at least.
Yeah. Alrighty, we got a caller. Let's hit the phones. Good morning. You are on the air.
That product you call cleanup, how long does it take after using that, can you plant new vegetation?
A week. So if you would spray it today, you could plant next, not tomorrow Sunday, but the following Sunday. Yeah, it takes about that long to kill off, or that way the plants are dead. What you want to do is if you're spraying that cleanup and killing grass, you have to kind of just leave it alone to make sure that it works its way through the whole plant all the way down to the root system. And if you start, if you disturb the grass before it has a chance to work its way through the whole system, it won't work properly. So that's why you want to wait at least a week for that to kill off the grass that you're trying to kill. And that's a great question.
All righty. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call. 923-1450. Lines are open. And while we have a second before we get another caller, Master Gardeners have a big event a week from today.
We do. Next Saturday at the Cow Palace at the fairgrounds, we have our plant sale. starts at 9. It said at first it was going only till 1, but I believe they can extend that now. And they will have the option. I mean, you can, of course, park your car and come in and shop for what you want, just as we did in the past. Or you can also, there's going to be like a drive-up place. You're not going to drive through the building, but you're going to drive up to it. They're going to give you an order form, and you can order your things, and someone will go inside and pick them out for you and bring them back out to you. So that's available as well.
Okay.
Lots of plants I hear.
Cow Palace?
At the Cow Palace, at the fairgrounds.
Easy enough to find. Always fun.
Oh, it is a fun day.
And always great plants. All of our garden stuff last year, I think it was, came from there.
No, last year we canceled.
Last time you had it.
Yes.
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Came from there. And those are the best tomatoes we've ever grown.
Mm-hmm. Good. Glad to hear.
Speaking of which, you got a different breed of tomato that I've never heard of.
Well, it's just a different name for them. You know, you have big boys and things like this. And this is a mortgage lifter is the name of it. And it has, it stays smallish. And it gets just tons of really sweet, smaller than like a big boy kind of tomatoes. So I brought it along because Jerry seems to be a connoisseur of tomatoes. I wanted to see what he thought of it.
And it's got a real stout stem. And
And
you can see that thing could hold some tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
I start them in my basement, and I have a fan on them always. That's why they get such a nice stem.
Oh, mm-hmm.
They have to work. They have to be swinging in the breeze all the time.
There
so
are
they
tricks.
Get stiff. There are tricks, yes.
Tricks to this trade, huh? Okay. Well, I appreciate that, and
you're
I will
welcome.
Give you a report in fall after
all right.
the
Good.
Third or fourth BLT.
Good deal.
Looking forward to it. Thank you very much. And it will have a place of honor in our little garden. Way too late for step one. I've seen more dandelions out than crabgrass growing, and all kinds of stuff is growing already.
Yep. It is step two time now.
So step to it.
Yeah, get to it. Yeah, get to it. And get step two down, and that'll knock those dandelions down, and you want to do that pretty quick because they're getting ready to seed out here now real quick. So it's a great time to get step two down and give the grass a little boost and also wipe out the dandelions.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to buy some for your neighbor, especially if your lawn looks good and others don't.
That's for sure. We've got some liquid sprays for dandelions too. You can spot spray them or mix up a sprayer and spray them yourself out at Radiman's. So you can do it either way. If you put step one down too late, it might be a little too early for step two right now, and then you could just spot spray the dandelions too.
Okay. So how's the supply of grass seed this year? So many things are different this year. Are we in good stead for?
Yeah, we aren't really seeing any shortages in lawn and garden products. Last year, we had, it was actually kind of difficult. Even the paver manufacturers shut down during the pandemic, so there was like shortages of pavers last year. You couldn't of all things.
Yes.
But because they were, the demand was up and the factories were shut down. But this year we're back to normal inventory and normal planning for if you're looking out for pavers or retaining wall, blackstone, anything like that.
Okay, good. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I got a question about, I got these violet perennial weeds. They're overtaking the grass and they're overtaking all my flowers are going in there and like strangling all of them. How do I get rid of these?
Well, the best product we have at Radiman's is it's called chickweed killer, and now is the time to get your chickweed killer. Those perennial weeds that are they're almost viney. You need that chickweed killer to knock those down. Your step two won't take care of those. It's not like it'll slow them down a little bit, but step two won't get rid of them. So you're going to have to pick up some chickweed killer and then spot spray those areas. And, you have to be a little bit careful with that because if you're spraying it into flower beds and things like that, chickweed killer pretty much kills everything except for grass. So that's why you can spray it on your lawn without hurting your grass. It'll help your grass because then your grass can fill back into those bare spots. But if you're spraying it into perennial beds or flower beds, it's going to kill everything that you are desiring in there. So you got to be a little careful on that. So
today might be a good day.
Today is a great day.
5 miles an hour.
Yeah, today is actually a great day to apply pesticides and anything like that, because with whatever it is, 3 or 5 miles an hour out there today, it's pretty much non-existent.
So. Does it need to get up to 60 to do that, though?
No, you'd be okay here now. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Okay. Looks like you got a project.
Yeah, I do. They got a lot of them.
Don't we all?
Yes.
Tis the season, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Right. Good luck with your vineys.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Good morning. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hello.
Calling. First of all, are you going to have rhubarb at your plant sale?
I think that question came up once before, and I don't know the answer to that. We're not allowed to dig things out of our own gardens anymore. Otherwise, rhubarb would appear there. So if someone has purchased some, then it's possible it could be there, but I don't know for sure.
Okay. Well, I do have a source if I thought I'd come. Okay. Yep. I'm going back to the Norway maple. I went out and checked my leaves this morning. Little bitty leaves, but they're all open.
Uh-huh.
I did not get the radimens last week, but would it be a time to spray when the leaves are open rather than when they're all shut?
Right. Any time now you could be spraying those fungicides on Norway maples, and pretty much the sooner the better, because it's, as we start getting the, this past week, I don't know what it did, it rained about 4 or 5 out of the 7 days, not much, but just enough to keep those funguses alive and growing. So it would be a good time to spray for tar spot.
There you go.
Tar spot fungus. I'm getting my fruit trees mixed up with my maple trees here. So tar spot is the problem that we've really seen so bad on the Norway maple varieties the last 2 or 3 years, and that includes the Crimson Kings and the Royal Red Maples and the Emerald Queens and the Superforms and all of those maples that have that real big thick leaf. That those are all maples in that Norway maple family. So yeah, it's not too late, Karen. It's better to do it this week than next week. It's better to do it next week than the following week. It's just the sooner the better any time now. And then you're probably going to want to spray them, I think, maybe 3 times, once here in May, once the first part of June, and maybe one more time towards the end of June. And then you shouldn't have too much to worry about with that tar spot anymore then. So,
tell me about the spray. What kind of a spray? I know nothing about spraying.
Well, it's out at Radimans. We've got several different types of fungus. It's all the same. They're all fungicides, but they're just different ways to spray them. And some are kind of depending on the size of your tree. And there too, if you got a 40-foot tree, you don't need to spray every single leaf on the tree. At least if you can get the bottom, it's always worse on the bottom because that's more shaded from the top of the tree and there's less air circulation. There's less sunshine that hits the bottoms of those trees. So even if you can only spray the bottom 20 foot of a tree or the whole 20 foot of a 20 foot tree, that still is better than nothing. But, once you go out to Radimans, they'll help you kind of pick out what's best for your capabilities. If you can either use a pump sprayer and spray them, or some of them, we have the hose end sprayers. You can hook them on your garden hose and spray them down. Those are, and even like that, we call it orchard spray at Radimans. It's predominantly for flowering crabs and apples and pears and things like that. But that has a fungicide in it. So, you know, if you have some of that on your shelf, or if you have fruit trees at home and you're spraying your fruit trees, you know, you don't have to buy five different products. That has the fungicide in it, too. So if you've got some of the orchard spray on your shelf at Radiman's, I know, Karen, you don't have apple trees, or do you?
I only have a little three-year-old tree.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, you know, that's, you got a pretty, you know, an easy one to spray at. So I'd pick the one that's easiest to manage in your case. So,
okay. Mm-hmm. Well, very good.
Some of them are even just like they're just small spray bottles, you know, that you can just, like a Windex bottle, so to speak. It, we have it even available that simple. But, you know, for that's obviously you need a pretty small tree for that, or so.
Will you try as long as mine is young yet? Should I try to get the whole thing?
Yeah, you can spray the whole tree down in your case, Karen, because if it's only, you know, when it's only 12 or 15 feet tall, I'd spray the whole tree, sure.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay. I'll be there soon.
All right. Probably before Ron gets down there.
Yep, that's for sure.
All right, thanks for the call. We got to take our first break. We do have a caller on hold. We'll get to that caller shortly.
All right, well, sounds like a good idea. Anyway, Radiman's, it's going to be busy out at Radiman's, so the earlier the better you can get there, too. So we're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac. You can, if you're coming from Fond du Lac, you can either head out Highway 41, and we're the first exit, County B. You take that to the east, or otherwise take Main Street out to B, and it's right that way, too.
For 46 years, the Fond du Lac Area Foundation has been assisting community-minded people and organizations achieve their goals of convenient and engaged giving. Did you realize that individuals, families, and businesses can create donor advised funds at the Fond du Lac Area Foundation with a contribution of only $1,000? Funds are invested and carefully managed by the foundation and grow tax-free. Then when you are ready to support your favorite causes and nonprofits, our foundation staff will help bring your grant recommendations to life. Learn more at FDLAreaFoundation.com.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Hempworks Wisconsin is your premier location for CBD and Delta 8 products. Delta 8 products include edibles, cartridges, tinctures, and other smokable options. Hempworks Wisconsin supplies their products at different retailers across the Fox Valley and beyond. Stop by their locations in Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, and online at hempworkswisconsin.com.
Today's about shopping, the dog park, and borrowing my neighbor's ladder. Safety steps like wearing a mask, getting fresh air, and social distancing let me do more of what I love. See how COVID-19 safety can expand your options at dhs.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
KFI's News Time 8:29. We welcome you back to this week's edition of Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Master Gardener Carol's here, Ron Radiman is here, and we have a caller, so let's hit the phones. Good morning. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go on.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I've got an Eastern Redbud. It's about 3 years old. It did great up until this year. There's very little growth on it. There's a few shoots coming from the bottom. Do I cut it back, or what do I do with it?
Well, it may be just a little bit early yet to make a tough decision on the Eastern red buds, because sometimes, and you know, sometimes, I mean, there's almost always a little winter dieback to red buds, but at the same time, they're one of the last trees to leaf out. The flowers are coming on here right now real strong. The one in my yard is going to look fantastic here this week. It's already looking pretty good, but it's going to get even better. And I'm in kind of in Fond du Lac, so it's, you know, this is when you should be seeing flowers. So you're not seeing flowers or any new leaves at all?
Some new leaves, but very few.
What was that? You were kind of breaking up.
What you need to do is turn your radio down because we're getting feedback from your radio.
Gotcha.
Okay.
A few leaves, but if I cut it back, it's going to look really goofy. But there's a little growth from the bottom, and there's maybe three or four branches that have a little bit of growth on them.
Yeah, I would just leave it go here yet for a little bit and just see if some of the others will push out. If they're definitely dead and they're snapping, then go ahead and remove them, because what's going to happen is that the root system there is trying to push out buds that are dead. So if they're if they're dead, get them out of there, and then it'll help push out the ones that are still there. But I'll tell you, you know, with red buds, you got to be a little patient with them, and if you end up with a couple of, they grow fast, and once they develop a good strong root system, they'll make up for that in a hurry. And you know, my tree in my yard, it's had winter damage. It's been there for 30 years now, or almost 30 years, and it's not the tree that I originally planted, because it had four or five stems, and one stem died, and two more took over, and then another stem died, and another one took over, and, you know, so it kind of regrows itself.
Uh-huh. And should I be adding fertilizer?
Well, and what's kind of ironic is with red buds, you probably shouldn't be fertilizing them, because what happens with red bud is if the damage occurs not so much in the cold of winter. It happens in November and December. And if we get too much cold weather in later October and November, the cambium is damaged, and that kills. The trees don't shut down early enough here in Wisconsin, and that's why they're plenty, you know, they're hardy enough to live here, but sometimes they grow too late into the season. So when we were growing them in the nursery, you know, we were fertilizing them and doing everything we could to turn them into nice trees, and we were actually hurting them more than we were helping them.
So we actually
stopped fertilizing them and just letting them grow slower. Now, you know, I could pre-qualify, or maybe just if you would use like a higher, low nitrogen is what you really want, you know, definitely not like any lawn type fertilizer, more low nitrogen and higher in phosphorus and potash would help them, but definitely lower nitrogen. So a real balanced fertilizer, and then just use it. You could fertilize with like Miracle-Gro right now, because Miracle-Gro doesn't last. It only lasts for 3-4 weeks anyway. So what you definitely don't want to do is be fertilizing those plants after like 4th of July or anything. You could fertilize them here during May and the early part of June, and then eliminate the fertilizers. And like our packets, you know, I always talk about the NutriPack fertilizer packets. Again, that's not a real good one for redbud. The only fertilizer you really want to use on redbud would be like Miracle-Gro or water soluble, and then do it right, you know, right now here in May and early June. And it probably would help it, because that might help push out some new shoots on there. So
okay, I'll give it a try then.
Okay, and hang on the line. You're actually our secret caller here, the first secret caller, and I don't know if you were listening at 8:05 when we started, but you have the option of a couple of dinners, walleye filet dinners out at Walleye Weekend coming up here the second weekend of June, out at Lakeside Kiwanis, the world's largest fish fry, or otherwise good for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, or otherwise you can get in the drawing out at Radiman's for the $100 gift card. So hang on the line. Jerry's going to get your information.
Yeah, hang tight. I'll be with you off the air. And you guys are in charge.
Oh,
fun. Wonderful.
I should just maybe mention again that, you know, if you want a delivery from Radiman's, you should call in early because we will fill up with deliveries today. So if you want a delivery yet today, you should make your calls out there real quick and get on the schedule. If you want to work on Mother's Day, if you want to do a little yard cleanup for Mom, get your delivery set up today for helping her out on tomorrow.
That would be good.
So
you had a call a couple of weeks ago where a lady said something about her rhubarb and not being able to do it except in months with an R in it. And I thought about that, and I thought about that. It's, well, now it just went out of my head. It's the horseradish that they say that about, not rhubarb.
Oh.
You cannot dig horseradish, they always say, in the months that have an R in them, which means in May, June, July, and August, when it's really growing the green stuff on the top, you would not be digging it. But the rest of the year, you could dig out the roots any time to make horseradish.
Oh,
because when she asked that, I knew I had heard that old saying of, you know, only those months. But it wasn't rhubarb. It's horseradish.
Okay. Well,
it was just a cute story the way she did it, because rhubarb is the only, I mean, you only touch it in May, June, July, and August, really. So, yes.
Well, and usually rhubarb by the time, I mean, it's best right now, really.
Mm-hmm. And, absolutely.
And by the time you get past the, almost by 4th of July, it's getting pretty, mm-hmm. pretty wore out. So that's why, you know, it didn't really make sense, like you said, because it's a shorter season even
exactly.
than for rhubarb.
Mm-hmm. All righty, 923-1450, lines are open. Up for our next secret caller will be the walleye tickets.
Oh, she wants the chance
at the Hun.
She wants the chance at the Hun. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. And she's in the drawing.
Well, good.
Good deal.
923-1450.
Be a little bit yet. We'll probably do that drawing usually. I don't know. I think we usually do that right more like Father's Day or after Father's Day.
Somewhere in there, right? Yeah. So. And then the other one at the end of the season, which is like week before Christmas.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we do it at the fall, right? Yeah. It's always good.
Well, and you never, you know, it's this past year, we probably could have been doing the shows for another few weeks. It was so nice in November yet. So,
still 44 degrees. I'm just checking to see if it gained any, but
it's going to pick up a little steam here at some point in time with that nice sunshine.
Nice sunshine,
we're getting out there today. So,
So if you got a question, again, don't wait till the end of the show. That's only 22 minutes away. So give a holler now. 923-1450 outside lines and 1-888-900-1450. That's toll free.
I'm thinking this is perfect. Working weather outside. I mean, I like it cooler rather than hotter when I'm out there working. That might be where all our people are this morning.
Very well.
Outside hitting the projects already.
All the things we told them to do last Saturday that they couldn't get to because of the scattered rain this past week.
No kidding. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Hello. I had called several weeks ago about cross-pollination of potatoes, which I got an answer back. I didn't think they could cross-pollinate. Now I got a same question about sweet peppers or like four different kinds of peppers, green peppers, yellow, red, and orange. Now, do those cross-pollinate?
They might, but it doesn't really make any difference as far as I know. If they cross-pollinate, the only thing that would make any difference to them in the first growing season is if you kept the seeds for the next year, you wouldn't be sure of what you would get.
Sure.
Because it never shows up in the first year, the cross-pollination. It doesn't change what you have there that year. It's got to do with the seeds.
Uh-huh.
Because like squash and things like that, especially if you use heirloom seeds, they can cross-pollinate. So if they fall into your garden and grow the next year, you're not real sure what that is and what it came from. But otherwise, for the year that you want to eat that, it makes no difference if they cross-pollinate.
Well, I just use the seeds that I buy from the peppers that I get in the store, and they all seem to do fine. I've got some growing now.
Well, good for you.
And then they
would be cross-pollinated to begin with at some point, you know, when they were made. So
sure, yeah. Well, I put in my set onions here about 3 weeks ago and put floating row cover over them. They're about 6-7 inches high right now.
Good for you.
And wow. I covered them back up again, yes, last night because of the freeze. And I might open them up again today and then let the sun shine on it. And but they were talking on the radio about potatoes, that like 30% of the potato crop is in the state already. And I'm going, well, my garden's not warm enough and it's too wet. We had almost 2 inches of rain here in the last 10 days. And, you know, you got to cut them and let them dry off on the cut sides.
Right, right.
So it's, you got to predict when. Well, they always say Memorial Day is about the best time to plant anything.
And peppers can go in even later than that because they do not like cold feet.
Right, they don't like it 60 or below.
No, they don't. They're fussy things.
I don't either.
yeah, right.
They're still calling for some, you know, low 30s.
Yeah,
here.
there's frost in the forecast, I think Monday into Tuesday or Sunday into Monday.
It was one of those two. Yeah, it's not.
It was pretty white around here in Chilton last night.
Oh, was it? We were just saying, I didn't see any sign of frost at all.
Oh, the roofs were all covered and the grass. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Well, you're way up north there.
Yeah, right. You know, I watch these growing shows on TV, and they're all running out of Arkansas and Georgia, and they're all in the, you know, that warmer, different, you know, zone. We're
exactly.
in like four and a half to five here, and I wish they'd have something local like Wisconsin besides on the radio, you know, on public radio.
Well, we'll have to get on the TV, Carol, and see if
we can. Put on the old KFIZ TV station that used to run way back.
Well, that's on the way back machine, let me tell you.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, well, good luck with it.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. Thanks for the call. We got to take a quick break before we get to our next caller.
All right, yeah, probably time for that. Radiman's open today until noon. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac. You take Main Street, turns into Highway 175. About 3 miles out of town, County B, and then we're just east of 41 by a little bit, or give us a call, still for a delivery, 920-922-7612.
And we'll be right back.
At Airside Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I am proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Want to save even more at Fleet Farm? Well, now you can with Fleet Rewards. It's free to sign up, and there's no credit card required. Using Fleet Rewards is easy. Earn points every time you shop. Plus, get exclusive member offers, birthday and anniversary perks, free tire rotations, and more. Download the Fleet Farm app or create an account at fleetfarm.com/rewards to start earning points today. Fleet Farm. Proudly serving the Midwest since 1955.
KFI's the News Time, 844. We are back. Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. I've got a caller waiting, so let's hit the phones. Good morning. Go ahead, you're on.
Good morning. I've got a couple of these spirea bushes in the front by my picture window. And I got them a couple of years ago. I probably should have come out by you people. I got them from Stewart's Landscaping. And the one bush is probably about 3 feet high, and the other bush is only about a foot high. I'm just wondering, can a person put fertilizer on them, or is that an acid-loving bush? Or
actually, with spirea, probably one of the one you're going to get the best reaction out of there is those, like the Miracle-Gro products again, because that you can mix up in a 5-gallon bucket or a 1-gallon milk mm-hmm. jug for that matter.
Yeah.
And pour it on there. It does seem like it almost sounds like you got two different varieties, though.
That's what I was going to ask.
If you've got that much variation in only a couple years,
mm-hmm.
do the leaves look similar? Is it the same shade, same colors?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and they kind of turn color different times of the year too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and sometimes, you know, it's just in your soil. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, when you're planting trees and shrubs, you don't need to dig to China. Just, you know, dig them out. Yeah. Don't go any deeper than you need to, but dig out a little bit further around and mm-hmm. then, you know, mix in some good planting soil together with the soil that you get out of the hole. Mm-hmm. And it's especially important if you're trying to match up a couple of plants like you are right underneath the picture window, because maybe, you know, one you might, if as you sometimes you get a little closer to the porch or something mm-hmm. like that, you know, they when they're building houses, they dump, you know, gravel, sand, whatever's left over on a construction site. Mm-hmm. So sometimes as you get closer to sidewalks or porches and things like that, the soil isn't quite as good. So you want to mm-hmm. dig them out in. There's no advantage to digging deeper. Dig it out a little bit, you know, towards the edges. And I don't, you know, how long ago did you plant these?
Oh, about 2 years ago.
Yeah, it might almost not be too. Maybe you want to just dig around that younger mm-hmm. one a little bit and
yeah.
put a little better dirt around it, because that, uh-huh. you know, dig like a donut right around it
uh-huh.
and then put some better soil back in around it
mm-hmm.
and then use like Miracle-Gro or any of those water soluble. We have Miracle-Gro out at Radiman's, but mm-hmm. if you happen to have some of the other ones, you know, the ones that mix with water are the best.
Uh-huh. Can a person put like a little 10-10-10 fertilizer around them too?
Well, I wouldn't do that because you could burn them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I would use, you want to use like Miracle-Gro uh-huh. or one of those that it's a powder that you mix up.
Yeah.
And like if you have like a, you know, a 5-gallon pail and you put a couple gallons of water in it, and then you just put a couple scoops of that
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and then you pour that right around the perimeter of the plant, water it a little bit when you're finished with the garden hose, and then wait another 2-3 weeks and do that again, and
uh-huh.
and you'll get that other one to catch right up to the to the other one in a hurry then.
Yeah, the one was kind of really slow getting started. And what I always do, too, I kind of trim some of that dead stuff, you know, off the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like in the fall of the year, you know. But I notice now, too, they're kind of getting on the bottom. It's a little bit late this year, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's good to – spireas respond well. I like to snip, a third or a fourth of those older stems right out at ground level on spireas and keep that new growth shooting up and mm-hmm. coming out stronger that way.
Yeah, you figure probably like in the fall of the year probably would be the better time to
Yeah, when there's no leaves on them, it's a lot easier to kind of see what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
And then you could thin that out, you know, thin out some of those bigger stems on those.
Yeah.
Being only a couple years old, they aren't going to have
down at the ground level.
Yeah,
saying.
Take them
at the
right
ground
out.
Level.
But you never want to cut them off completely at the ground level. You know, some people say, oh, they look best. But if you cut them off, all the stems off at ground level, then they get open in the middle. They'll flap right apart. And then you'll have a big hole in the middle. So you can't do that. But you can take out, if there's 20 stems, take 5 out. If there's 30 stems, take 10 out.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, the one that's a little slow growing is kind of close to the steps in the front, the concrete steps, you know?
Uh-huh. That's probably it. It's probably just got some sand or gravel that they, you know, when they put the steps in the porch in.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, dig that out a little bit and get some better dirt around it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Otherwise, right. I mean, they're both alive and everything, you know, but the smaller one seems to be coming through a little bit better now. See, it's on the west side of the house, so I don't know if the sunlight would make any more difference if they have to have full sun.
Well, they're getting enough sun if they're on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
And spireas, you know, they look best and they got the most color if it's sunny out. But if they're in sun, but they'll survive some shade too. They just, the yellow ones won't look yellow in the shade. But
okay.
So all right. Hang on the line. Do you ever go out to Walleye Weekend?
Yeah.
Well, how would you like to have a couple of fish dinners courtesy of the Lakeside Evening Kiwanis?
Well, that would sound real good.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold then. I'll get the information off the air.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't go away. All right. Let's jump into another caller. Thanks for
waiting. We'll have to stop out to Radiman's to pick those tickets up.
I'll pass it along.
Okay.
All right. You're on the air.
Hi. I have a question regarding a autumn blaze.
Sure.
We've got an autumn blaze about 20 years old. And I'm outside now looking at it, and half of the tree facing east has branches that have got, like, little helicopter pods on them that are bright red, and the leaves. The west side of the tree is just all green. So did something happen during those few days that we had 70-degree weather that's going on with these
leaves? And no, not really. There's leaves on the entire tree, but then there's just some of the branches that have those seeds that are forming.
So, correct.
So, yeah, so that's kind of what obviously the fewer the branches with seeds, the better. So, you know, unfortunately, there's even that many. But I noticed autumn blaze are seeding out pretty heavily this year. Most of them have a lot of seeds on this year.
The autumn blaze that we've got next to it, which is maybe 3 or 4 years old, there's no seeds at all. It's just all leaves.
Yeah, and it seems like, you know, when trees are younger, when we first started growing autumn blaze maples and selling autumn blaze maples, and this goes back to the late 80s and early 90s, The autumn blaze maple weren't producing seeds back then, but as they got older, then, you know, when we had 5-year-old trees and 10-year-old trees, they had fewer no seeds, and then as they became all 10 and 20 and 30 and 40-year-old trees now, well, not quite 40, but the oldest autumn blazes would be about 35 years old. And now that they're that old, it seems like they're getting seeds most every year. That's almost unusual if they don't get seeds. So
is it going to harm the tree at all?
No, it just takes a little bit of they spend some of their energy producing seeds, and then the other energy is going to put it into the leaves. But, you know, autumn blaze grow so fast, you sure don't, if the seed production slows them down, it might actually help them out a little bit. So
it just seems like the east side that faces the early morning sun has got the majority of the branches that are all seeded out, and the west side there's no seeding out at all.
Yeah, and I don't know I don't think that would have a bearing on it. You know, maybe next year the other side of the tree might have leaves, or both sides, or all four sides.
I'm relieved to hear that. I thought maybe it was diseased, or I just didn't know why we were getting so much color this early in the year, because it wasn't.
Yeah, those red seeds, you can see those a block away on the red seeds on autumn blaze maple. It looks like they got fall color.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
But nothing to worry. I don't think there's any correlation there.
All right, thanks for the call. We got to take our final break. We got a caller on hold we'll get to.
All right, Radiman's open till noon today. You can stop on out. We've got some, I like to call it garden art out at Radiman's, some unique things that mom might enjoy in her garden. So stop on out before noon today. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac, just east of Highway 41 on County B.
And we shall be right back with Landscape Smart.
Today's business environment demands that you stand out from the crowd. At National Exchange Bank and Trust, we offer products and services to help you do just that. Our knowledgeable commercial lenders will partner with you to evaluate the unique needs of your business and provide you with the ultimate business solution. Our independence is your greatest asset. Learn more at NEBAT.com. National Exchange Bank and Trust, serving businesses in Wisconsin since 1933. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone & Landscape. As the first member of our fourth-generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
KFI's News Time, 8:55. We are back. The final few minutes of this week's edition of Landscape Smart. Let's go right to the phone, except they're not there anymore, so
they can call back.
They can call back.
Yep.
On either of our lines.
Now all three of them.
Yeah, wow, this is so much fun.
You've got all three working at the same time?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, life is good.
Yes, that happens with equipment.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Those minor little, those electrical shorts and things like that.
And that's what it was, but finding it was the problem.
Yeah, that's just it. It's like, you know, with our trailers and a taillight doesn't work, you know, you're kind of like, ugh. You know, it's always these minor little things, and you can't find them. You know, you can't just flip the switch and find them.
Fix it. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
I am looking for a service berry. Wondering if there is a shrub. I want a little bit of privacy. It would be on the south side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I want a full tree. Or is there a shrub that would grow to maybe 10, 12 feet tall?
Well, there are service berries, and there's some different varieties of service berry. And they don't grow real fast. They don't get out of bounds too quick. And I actually prefer the multiple stem or the shrub forms of service berry. The trees are a little erratic. Growing, you know, but what happens if you got four or five or six or seven or eight stems, you know, kind of one stem fills the hole created by the other, because service berries don't like branch out perfectly symmetrical on every branch. So I like the idea of using using shrubs as, or picking out the shrub form, and you know, it's the same plant, it's just trained a little bit different when they're younger. Instead of trained to a single trunk, they're trained to, you know, to multiple trunks. And there's some real good varieties out there. I like the apple service varieties. Princess Diana is a good one. If you want a nice shrub, that's the Prince William is actually the best kind of shrub, and they're hard to find. But that's a nice shrubby one that stays a little smaller, stays a little more compact. If you start getting into like some of the Lavis varieties, those are the ones that they're a little more aggressive and they'll get a little bit bigger. So Prince William would be a great one if you could find it. But, you know, it was one of that. It's kind of one of those that, I don't know, it just, they were real popular 20 years ago and 30 years ago, and they've just kind of fallen off the face of the earth for some reason. The Prince William, I like it because it came out of Wisconsin. It was a Wisconsin selection of service berry, so it worked real well here. So anyway, good luck with that. And it sounds like Jerry's playing our song.
Jerry doesn't
play it. It just comes on.
Mr. Computer does.
So anyway, thanks for the call. And that's service berry. Great plant. They're done flowering. You're going to be seeing the berries, though, in another month on them.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for joining us on today's edition of Landscape Smart. Our thanks to Master Gardener Carol, yep. And thank you again for the tomato.
Hope I see everybody at the plant sale next Saturday.
Next Saturday, 9 o'clock, Cow Palace. Right. And thanks to Ron again. Radiman's open till noon.
Yeah, Radiman's open till noon. So stop on out. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac, County B to the east of 41.
All righty, Jerry Schneider next. KFIZ Fond du Lac, it's 9 o'clock.